Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, March 29th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has officially announced WWDC 2023. This is Apple's annual developer conference, and this year it'll take place from June 5th through June 9th. Apple says that it will host a special all-day event for developers and students on June 5th at Apple Park. During this event, the developers and students will watch the WWDC keynote and State of the Union videos together. Because Apple says that the developers in attendance will watch the keynote video, this seems to suggest that the WWDC keynote will be pre-recorded, as has been the case since 2020, instead of a live keynote presentation like what we saw before the COVID-19 pandemic. In addition to the in-person component, Apple also says that the entire conference will be available online for all developers, and this will include things like sessions, labs, one-on-one meetings with Apple engineers, and more. There is no cost to attend WWDC in person or to follow along online, and interested developers and students who want to attend in person can apply starting today, and Apple says that people will be accepted based on a random selection process, and those chosen will be notified by April 5th at 6 p.m. Pacific time. At WWDC this year, we're expecting Apple to announce its latest software updates, including iOS 17, iPadOS 17, macOS 14, watchOS 10, and tvOS 17. Apple is also expected to unveil its first Reality Pro headset at WWDC this year. After numerous delays, the headset is reportedly still on track for that WWDC announcement, alongside new software platforms and developer tools for it. Finally, Apple is currently developing an updated version of the MacBook Air with an M3 chip inside and an all-new 15-inch MacBook Air. Both of these products are potential candidates for a WWDC announcement, especially given that the M2 chip and the redesigned MacBook Air were first announced last year at WWDC. You can hit the link in the show notes to learn more about WWDC and learn how to apply to attend in person. Speaking of iOS 17, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman has some additional details on what we can maybe expect with this year's update for the iPhone. Gurman says that iOS 17 was originally designed to be a release focused on bug fixes and performance improvements, and not so much on new features. But Gurman now says that Apple's strategy has deviated from its original plan, and iOS 17 will now have some notable new features. Unfortunately, he doesn't have any further details on what exactly those features will be. Instead, he describes them as nice-to-have features that are intended to address some of the most requested feature requests from users over the years. But still, Apple is believed to be dedicating most of its resources this year to its Reality Pro headset. So even if iOS 17 does include some long-awaited new features, we're still expecting it to be relatively light in comparison to previous years. Running out today, we've talked quite a bit about the iPhone 15 Pro and its switch to capacitive buttons and a replacement for the mute switch. A new rumor today has some additional details on this change. One interesting new tidbit is that Apple is planning to use a new super low energy mode so that the capacitive buttons can still be used even if the iPhone itself is dead. Capacitive buttons require power to work, so this is a notable addition that Apple would need to make if it switches from physical power and mute buttons to this new capacitive design. The source also says that Apple is still deciding on whether or not to include haptic feedback when the phone is powered off with these buttons, but still, that haptic feedback when the phone is powered off wouldn't necessarily be required, as long as this super low energy technology is able to turn the phone on with the buttons. This new low energy mode will also handle the other features already available in low energy, things like Find My, Bluetooth, Ultra Wideband, and Apple Pay. Finally, this rumor also refers to the button that will replace the mute switch as an action button, just like the Apple Watch Ultra. So this suggests that the button will be programmable via iOS, allowing you to assign it to certain tasks and features. These new rumors come from a source who got the details about the iPhone 14 Pro's dynamic island correct, which leads us to believe that these rumors are probably pretty reliable. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 95mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller or on Mastodon at Chance H. Miller at mastodon.social. And we'll be back tomorrow with a new episode of 95 Mac Daily.